This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, they got a bunch of good ones, man.
This is We Were Young, and let's see if I can remember the band. Give me the initials.
TK, I guess. Or just K.
The Cure. No.
No.
Oh, close. Not The Crew.
The Clue.
No. They are...
I'm not playing dumb either.
Oh, I can't say that. That's not a good clue. It's The Killers.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to try to give you a clue, and I'm like, it's not a good clue. Lead singer shares the name with a former football player, but he was kind of a...
Do you think he's hot?
Hang on, this took a turn.
Brandon?
He's cute.
Yeah, Brandon Flowers.
There you go.
He's a good-looking guy.
Like Waylon Flowers.
It was like too obscure.
Oh, man.
It's easier just to tell you who it is.
That was a snort. I've been doing that a lot. Laugh snorts.
Look, you never know what's going to tickle you, man. You just let it go. It's like, does he have apnea or is somebody say something funny?
He doze off over there?
Doze off.
All right, where do you want to start with all this? We have so much to get to.
Yeah.
So much to get to.
I don't know if you want to get to anything that was presented to us over the break. Because, to be honest with you, don't know how our relationship is with Dan in Columbia.
Uh-oh.
And it was a little shaky. But sometimes I know when you don't get to his stuff fast enough, you don't really like it.
Well, also, and Dan is an unpaid, he's a listener, but he's a listener that, like, a contributing listener. And, you know, he does the songs and stuff. But, like, the week after we were off already, he sent, like, 7 Christmas songs.
Oh.
I was like, golly bum.
Look, man. He's talented, you know, he's definitely talented. And he's got a lot of instruments and connections, but yeah. He puts out a lot.
Which is...
Sometimes it ain't always the best, you know.
And he acknowledges that, you know. I mean, how many times have you said, I've got a great story to tell today on the show, and then you say it and you're like, well, it was funny to me. I've done that many, many times. I may do that later in the show. Who knows?
Like, I get it. You never know. You gotta do it, throw it out there and see who likes it. Now, when he was going through his rough patch, he was, you know.
I can't hear any Christmas music, though.
No, I'm kind of out of the season, you know, moving ahead.
Wait till next year.
Yeah, so.
Well, she's pretty good at changing with the times. But.
Set a reminder for next December, or this December, to look back at the emails from a year ago from Dan, and they'll still be there. Nothing about, like, he usually does, like, resolution songs and stuff. It's a resolution, baby. Remember that he did that one that year?
Yeah, and, the Pearl Jam little deal.
Yeah,
he's good at switching them up. You know, he is.
Here's one from him for, I can't ever say this word. Is it Auld Lang Syne?
Auld Lang Syne.
How do you say it, though? Auld Lang Syne.
I thought it was Auld Lang.
Auld Lang.
Auld Lang.
Toad Stew.
But it's not Lang, right? Like, it's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Lang. Auld Lang.
Yeah.
Is it? Maybe it is.
Yeah, Auld Lang. And you know what? For the first time, I'm going to admit something that I don't know.
I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know what it means. So have we been doing some kind of demonic chant all these years?
Oh, no.
What does it mean? It means times long past.
So why is that a New Year's song? I don't get
it. It's reflecting on the previous year, perhaps. Who knows?
Maybe.
Auld Lang Syne.
I tell you, Dan puts that a lot more than What's His Nuts when we have the hip-hop songs.
Oh, Darius?
Yeah,
Darius. He moved to New York. God bless him.
They
may not still be with us. We should check on him.
They don't have Wi-Fi in New York, I guess, or internet. Mom Donnie took it.
Or maybe he's doing him for like crap, what's his name? Shoot. I'm still getting back to this, so leave me alone. Well, come on. He's from South Carolina, and he does the morning show on Hot 97.
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne the God. That's right.
Did he really get? Yeah, I don't want to. I have a lot. My career jealousy for a lot of people shines through now more so than it used to. So I hate a lot more people now than it used to.
Well,
Pat McAfee's on that list. Charlemagne the God. Many others.
Yes. Gosh, I thought I actually mentioned one over the break. There's certain people that have darted past us on this thing, but they've done it in a way that I wouldn't have. Like I'll give you an example. And I've never met the guy. I don't really know his story, but I don't like Bobby Bones. I don't know why. I don't know why. He just doesn't look country.
No, there's a couple reasons I don't like him, but it's mainly career jealousy.
That's what it is. It's like Pat McAfee. I have no reason not to like him other than...
Yeah, he's probably a cool guy. Hot wife.
Probably a very, very cool guy. But he's got a gymnasium as a studio. He has a team.
You got so much of a budget. Same thing with Bobby Jones. I also don't like him because he
Bobby Bones. Bobby Jones was a golfer.
So it was.
Bobby Bones looks like...
Buddy Holly?
Yes,
because of the glasses.
I was playing the guitar with my hands, and you knew what I was talking about.
Plus, he got oral favors from Nikki Glaser. That's another reason why I don't like him. Yeah, she was like openly admitting it. And I was like,
he was
I don't
on
know,
Dancing
him?
With the Stars. I would have never done that. I couldn't have done that. I mean,
yeah, why are you hooking up with Bobby Bones?
I was asked many times to try to ice skate. I'm like, I can't. I cannot ice skate. I can't. The heels, the ankles don't play along. They have a mind of its own.
Did we eternally piss somebody off that we weren't supposed to?
You wonder, is there a thing to paying for the sins of the generations? Like, what did they do 700 years ago?
Somebody have a voodoo doll?
What did they do? But it's that, there's asses that you kiss and, things. I'm not It's admittance to it, and it's a self-realization, but I'm not an ass-kisser. You have to be sometimes, and I don't.
I thought I wanted to play the game. I just don't want to play the game now.
No.
I realized that when we were all for the break.
Yeah. You thought, I'll learn to play golf.
Mm-mm. People are nice to you when you see them. Like, TV people, they have their own thing. They're their own community. They follow each other. They like each other, whatever.
I know. And it's not... And I'll tell you something that I realized. And I'll say this on the radio because now we're on the same team. So, Stone Man, he does...
I never leave.
Here. After his station withered away... I'm just joking. I'll say that I have love for that station. That was my daddy's favorite station. I mean, it was Rock 101. That was his favorite station.
People were kind of having a hard time coming to grips with it.
Hot times, baby. But so I noticed Stone Man liked something I posted over the Christmas break. And I was like, huh. I thought he had quit Instagram. I didn't know why. I click over on this thing, and it said that he followed me, but I didn't follow him back. And I know that I used to follow him. I think he removed me as a follower.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if he did or if it's a thing in this, because I know people have used that excuse before. It must have just unfollowed you. So I was thinking, like, God, did we have a beef I wasn't aware of?
Is he aware that...
When I say beef, I'm not talking about an Italian beef in Chicago. That's what they call Italian beef up there. You want to go get a beef?
Oh, we got
it. Like, I found out so many, like...
We got to talk about that.
What, Chicago?
We got to talk about that trip.
The Italian beef.
So many questions.
I had an Italian beef, and it was magnificent.
Jesus.
It was so good. It was so good. So
beef.
You just call it a beef.
I guess, like, you do, right?
Yeah. You guys want to go get a beef? And then here's another one that's
sounds
fun.
Sounds disgusting, actually.
They don't play cornhole. They throw bags. That's what they call like it. That. You want to go back and throw bags?
I don't like calling it cornhole either. It sounds like
that sounds
else.
Like sexual involving the butt.
Did you have some Malort?
No.
I heard that stuff's nasty.
No.
What is it?
It's alcohol, but it's some kind of like just awful, terrible Chicago only alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Malort.
I thought it was like mulled wine.
Maybe it is, but I heard it was like disgusting.
I did not have that.
Nasty.
I had the Chicago hot dogs. That was good. It was real good. It's cold as
did balls. It have the skin?
It's so good.
The crunchy ones?
It's funny. I got on the plane last night. Yeah, last night. Right before Fat Boy said, "You're going to be late tomorrow. You just landed." And
nailed it.
I thought you were doing that just to prove me right. You weren't late.
I know. I sent you a video from the runway, but from the concourse. I was like, don't say that S. I'm going to be there before you are. And then here we go.
Those hour long dumps, man, will really get you.
Oh, it's the TSA really slowing me down. I did forget to take my belt off at one point and got pulled to the side, and he said, "I got to frisk you. Do you want to do it right here, or do you want to go back there?" And I'm like,
"Why would you? Well, no. Why am I going in the back?
What? Like, how frisky you gonna get with me here, pal?"
Plus, you can show off the buckle too. You got a big buckle.
I didn't take that one. I thought that one would be, looking wouldn't stick out like a sore thumb up there. You know, I just had on a traditional belt buckle. But the little wand went off. He's like, "You want to get frisked right here?" And I said, I'd feel more comfortable with all these other strangers watching. Let's give them a show, buddy.
I'm not going back behind the thing so you can, you know.
Yeah. So as soon as he went down that inner leg right there, I started moaning real good and embarrassing.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Did you get a lot of this? I bet you heard a lot of this up there.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't really remember. I mean, not that for that. I don't really remember hearing a lot of Chicago. A lot of blues.
Yeah, that one video I saw you posted, man, he was working the room, that guy.
I said, let me tell you his name. Because I don't know that much about blues. Other than like the traditionals, like your BB Kings,
Mac Arnold's, Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters, all that stuff.
Yeah, have some of that later, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Part of the resolution.
Ew.
What did you
got to maintain.
Did you have Black Eyed Peas and Collards?
No.
First year I did not do it, man.
Me neither, and I love, that's my favorite. Especially
it is
if it's
funny
good.
You mentioned that. I have been talking about collards for 2 weeks.
Yeah. They're so good.
I want to find some good ones. I can't really find any good ones. Like, I can make them, learn how to make them. But I want some good ones.
It's something with the grease. It's fatback, isn't it, that you put in the...
You get a little hog rendering in there. It might be good. Get you some big, thick sliced bacon and a lot of salt.
Uh-huh.
But I want to know where to go. Like, somebody tell me where to go get some good ones. Like, one of these places somebody's got to, like, you know...
Your mama's house.
Ooh.
Dang.
I mean, that's my mom made the best.
That'd be great. I was just thinking that'd be a great restaurant name. Your mama's house.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
That's what I thought she was saying. Like, is there a restaurant called Your Mama's House?
It should be.
Let's go get dessert at your mama's house.
I'll talk about like
your mama's house would have that cornbread that's baked in the cast iron skillet.
God. It's got to be like a soul food type place, man. That's where I want to go.
That's what my mom did.
Well, my mom was white, and she cooked them right nice.
I didn't want to say anything, but that's what I was saying. Well,
you didn't want people to know my mom was white?
No, I feel like, you know.
Oh, that's racist.
I'm just going to be honest. I feel like one of my black friends would be able to tell me where to get some great collars. I'm
one,
just throwing
like
it
he
out
has
there.
More than one.
He has
one.
Black friends.
How many do you have total right now?
Do you have gay friends?
God. I have black gay friends. How about that?
So do I.
Man, I'm like, the whole spectrum covered. I just feel like that's where I'm going to get the best, you know, leads.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Soul food.
Yeah, they've got it.
But, you know, like...
To a heart.
Soul food, I think that way too. But then you think of like... Then my mind goes to chicken soup for the soul. And I'm like, that ain't soul food.
Mm-mm. It's like, this is where we differ. I feel like if I took the same trip that you just took, that's what it would be focused on.
Food?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Because that's the best food city in the country, people
is
say.
It really?
Oh, yeah.
What is their go-to?
Steaks.
I mean, steaks? Oh, yeah. Like, oh, my God. Well, you ain't kidding. I will say, if you're ever in the Chicagoland area, go to Gibson's. God bless America. Yeah.
Okay, because they have, like, Chicago Steakhouse, I heard, was, like, one of the best ones. Like, St. Elmo's in Indianapolis type level.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw Morton's, and it was right beside Nobu. So I was like, oh, Nobu. Mm-hmm. I've heard that in rap songs and stuff. That's cool.
Now, I hear a lot of this from Jeremy Clements, who, you know, travels the world. So
he's a world traveler.
He's going to tell you where the best, you know, escape rooms and restaurants are.
Oh, yeah. He does those.
Oh, there I go again. Okay, here's my resolution. To stop snort laughing, I have to.
When does this all start? It's kind of creepy.
The snort laughing?
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny things happen over the weekend, and I just found myself not giving a damn. I was
just snorting.
But if I hear too many snorts, I'm like, okay, he's like, it's not that funny. He's just a snorter.
Yeah. Or just take it as a compliment. Like, one of you said something really funny. and I couldn't control myself.
So it was.
The guy's name is come here, Matthew. Where'd you go? Ronnie Baker Brooks is the guy's name. His dad was Lonnie Brooks.
Dude, if that's not a blues name, he's got three names.
Yeah,
that's a blues name.
Freaking great.
Plus, you can tell he's doing it every night, like he has to.
Oh yes, and you know what's great is like they were like, want to recognize? Okay, so I'll tell you because we're on the radio. He's a black guy, and he's doing the blues and everything, and he's like, I want to say what's up to some celebrities here. And I was like, oh my god. Wow. Someone recognized me.
Somebody are you paid for him real? Off. To.
No, I'm being for real when that happened, but I didn't say that, certainly. It's like, you might remember her from Def Comedy Jam. It's Adele Givens, everybody.
It's just hanging out?
Yeah, just there at the show. And that's not a name that a lot of people might recognize, but if you were like me and watched Def Comedy Jam, that's essentially like Kid Capri being there was a big deal.
Yeah.
Did you go, oh my God, do you know who you are?
No, I didn't have I didn't have the chance, Paige. Oh, I did not have a chance. But like, it was good.
What do you decide to do before you even go?
It was already decided for me. So Mrs. X is from Chicago. And I had the royal treatment. I mean, I really did. Like,
oh, that's probably better. Somebody that knows where they're going.
Yes, knew where to go to get the good beef.
Because you probably
go get a beef and throw some bags.
You probably didn't see the bean, right? Like, you won't go to places like that.
Okay, so you know, went to the art museum. Oh,
but that was nice.
That's where they were doing. You thought they were doing. Yeah. What did you say? I sent you the video of the guys that were playing the.
What do you call that? It was Stomp Outside.
You thought it was Stomp Outside.
Is it Huskin' or Buskin'? I forget what they call it.
I forget what. They're like world-renowned, and it's so funny because they look like they're so like, they look like streetwalkers or whatever. Not hookers, but just like people of the street. But then they have these really nice professional QR codes so you can give them money.
Beating on plastic.
Yeah, just like old like Home Depot. Probably Menards buckets up there. I didn't see any Home Depots.
They probably make a killing off those QR codes, too.
Oh, yeah. Right there in front of the art museum, it's a really interesting area, Chicago is with the lake. Like on one side you got the lake.
Oh, is that where the pier is
lake
or whatever?
Shore, yeah, Navy Pier.
Yeah,
got all that, and then you've got the actual river, Chicago River. So you got a lake and a river. Like, wow. So it's kind of very kind of interesting.
Cool. Is that the one that goes through downtown? They'll dye green during the St. Patrick's
Day? Yeah. Rode that when it was 11 degrees outside.
Damn.
God.
At night.
It's too cold.
Do you feel like...
You know, almost a full moon. The full moon was the next day, but almost a full moon.
Do you feel like there's enough to go back for?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because a couple things that didn't go to the field house. I wanted to... that, and then like Chicago was playing, but we watched that from the airport.
They're playing the Lions. Yeah. I need to know how you travel, because like to me it would be
first and a half class.
Like, I wouldn't go to an art museum.
Front row of coach.
Oh, you got it. Well, look, if you're gonna travel, you got to pay, and you got to fly out local too.
Yeah,
I know you probably pay an extra couple $100, but it's worth it.
Well worth it.
Well, like,
such a nice thing when you get on the plane to come back from Chicago and you hear somebody behind me say, how long is it going to take us to get home? I say, there's my people right there. I haven't heard that voice in a while now.
How long?
Them's my people back there.
I don't feel like an art museum would be on my docket.
Yeah, but I'm not that I'm, yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it, too.
I just feel like I'd miss out. You'd probably hit more stuff because I'd look
at... Yeah, but there's probably cool stuff that you would like, too.
Well, I'd look at restaurants, and then I'd look at places I see on TV, and then, like, that'd be probably about
it. I like going to, the local mom and pop thing. You know,
that. Like, the pizza place that we went to was,
that's so good.
Literally, like, that's what I told her. I said, I don't want to go to, like, a franchise or whatever. I want to go to so I went like deep into the city. It was a place where you're like, why is there a restaurant here? Mm-hmm. And you go in there and it was just like
heavenly.
It was great.
And you didn't go to the South Side, did you? A lot of people say avoid the South Side.
Kinda ish.
You could have got shot.
You know what? And I'm sure there was some violence going on. I did hear sirens from time to time.
It's the deadliest city in the country.
But gosh, I tell you, it's so weird. Some of the freaking nicest people ever, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just truly, like, holding door. I was expecting, like, doors slammed in my face.
Get out of here.
Yeah, just the very nice people.
Did you hear a lot of the accent?
Oh, well, went with the accent. Are you kidding me?
Flooded. But, like, if you hear everybody doing it, it's going to get a little annoying, right?
Well, so that's the other thing is, like, when you get, you're expecting to hear the bears and the hot dogs.
Ain't
you're expecting
going.
To hear all that. But usually you're just hearing foreign languages.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
That's why Trump wants to go to Chicago.
Like a true melting pot of all melting pots. I mean, just the truest of, you know, like, you get a little, not startled, but it's a little eye-opening when you go to, like, Gatlinburg, and there's a bunch of Asian people there. Like, they came to Gatlinburg from Asia. It's kind of like, wow, of all the places you could go. And then, you know, you go there, and then there's, you know.
Wait a trip?
Literally.
Like you grow up in Asia, and when you go to Gatlinburg?
I want to go to Gatlinburg. Yes. I want to see Dolly Parton.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you.
I forgot to... Can we talk about the trip for a little bit more?
I've already been texted. I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Maybe I
know. I was quickly thinking, like, what did I say so bad? Other than making fun of the way they say beef and bags and stuff.
Well, just the accent.
Oh, I'll tell you another one. Let me turn my phone off in case you... Another one is, you know, a lot of food trucks and street carts and stuff like that. And you know, down here, I guess, you go to like taco trucks or whatever, and they have that corn with that really...
Street corn?
Street corn, but like the sauce that's on it or whatever. And you get it up there on a stick.
Ooh,
and
it's called, grilled?
You just get a corn. Oh, and she said, I thought about going over there and getting the corn. And I was like, where I'm from, that's like a condition on your foot. So I started talking about foot pads, corn pads, of how my mom, God bless you, Mary, she had corns. And, you know, those little pads would just get everywhere.
Yeah, so you'd fall off your toes.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. You'd get like a hoodie out of the dryer and wear it to school. And there's a corn pad stuck to the hood of the hoodie.
That sounds like a restaurant the more you mention it.
The corn pad? Yeah. Yeah. So, new place from Jonathan Davis.
That would be good because you can have popcorn or corn on the cob.
Yeah, when you go
on corn.
When you go on a trip with somebody, it's, you know, spending some intimate spaces together. So, you know, at some point.
What are you getting at, fat boy?
Some point you're going to have to, you know, relieve yourself. If you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, take a big number two.
Oh.
Do you go in the lobby and leave your hotel room? And
I can only imagine.
Just answered that for you, yes.
No, you didn't.
Absolutely.
That's what men do.
You went to the lobby.
Yes,
I stopped at the lobby. I said, I'll see you up in the room. Because that's a gentleman thing to do.
That's
am I right?
That's what my husband used to do. Yes, yeah. I know that. You go to the lobby, and I'm like, what were you doing? And
I didn't leave the room and go down to the lobby. It's like I stopped in the lobby, and I said, I'll see you up there.
Uh-huh. Well, he would leave.
20 minutes later.
Well, I had to go smoke. Uh-huh.
I had to go smoke.
Maybe she didn't know what was.
Just had to poo-poo.
Oh, no. She's
I wouldn't have cared.
You can't be around me and not have, you can't have a whole lot of, well, not couth, but like, you know, you're going to hear fart humor.
Because the second I had found out you were going to Chicago, I was like immediately thinking, that's a great food city. Some of this stuff, not really going to wreck you, but it's going to put you.
Planning your event, what you're going to eat, how you're going to get wrecked.
It's going to put you down for a little bit, right?
I mean, it was exciting. Like, I didn't do any of my protein shakes up there at all, which like
probably a blessing.
You just went wild. This is like completely off the rails.
No, because when I would like that first meal up there, which was like a big meal, I couldn't eat that much. Like, I got full very fast because the way that, you know, your stomach kind of, I guess, shrinks. I don't know. It's not used to getting all that or whatever. I'm like, oh, I'm full. And she's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just full.
Stomachs and buttholes shrink. This is like a fact of science.
But then, and then the hair on the head goes away, but then it comes out of the ears. It's so strange.
Real weird. And some people think if they lose a lot of weight, like the scalp is going to get smaller. It's not how it works. You're still going to be bald. Like, you're not, the hair is not going to come back.
Yeah.
Did you get the, did they make fun of your accent any?
They make you speak.
You're not from around here there, are you?
Are you?
Man, again, like most of the folks, like this is one thing I did say at one point. I'm like, do any Americans work in Chicago?
It's a great question.
Like everywhere you went, but it's not in a bad way.
We're just curious.
Not in a bad way, but just like, wow, goodness.
And are also you talking service oriented people?
All everything.
Okay.
I was like, so I think your job in Chicago is to be a consumer if you're an American. It's pretty much it.
It's gotta be.
I mean,
right?
It's like, but it just,
it is sanctuary
I was
city.
Really like, yeah, I this sanctuary city, by the way. That's the other thing. I thought because it's sanctuary city, this is that interesting thing. Because of the news and the things you just assume and all this stuff, I'm like, we're going to be tripping all over homeless people walking around. I didn't see a one.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe one or two. But like, pigeons, though. It's weird. Like, downtown Greenville used to be covered in pigeons.
Yeah.
Covered in them. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how they went away.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Like, they didn't put those things out on the, you know, they put the barbed wire kind of things where they can't nest and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do that. I don't know what happened, but you saw them in Chicago. So down here we have homeless people, but no pigeons. Up there they have pigeons, but no homeless people.
Oh.
So did we trade?
We traded.
We traded with them.
Okay.
We'll give you our homeless people for your pigeons. Damn it. That's kind of as bad as, you know, getting little trinkets for the state of New York, you know, the pilgrims did it.
You know who you remind me of now, kind of a little bit?
Tom Cruise.
Well, besides that, the guy who sells the chairs, not the actor. Remember the guy who called in? His wife made him go take a dump at the
across the street. Yeah.
Oh God!
He had to leave the house completely.
It was being a gentleman. Well, as I do.
Chivalry is not dead, especially when it comes to number twos.
Well, it smelled like shiv down there, I'll tell you.
I know. You think the guy working the lobby is like, there's something pretty strong down here somewhere.
Something broke.
That's another thing, too.
I think we got a sewer pipe that's
freaking
broken.
Windy City. Well, that's the truth. God dang it. You try to open a door into that wind,
it you blows
stuck.
You in.
You oh. get. I'm not talking about in the bathroom. I'm talking about walking around. That wind blows you back in. You're like, God bless, this door is hard to get open.
Somebody's got to come down here with a hose pipe and, wash this bathroom out.
Yeah.
Did they say hose pipe there?
Seriously? They got to, right? I'm sure they, that's where it started.
No. Garden hose.
And they also say trolleys instead of buggies.
That's the thing, man. The language you got to adjust to if you. I don't know if you could ever see yourself living in somewhere that big.
I don't.
Yeah,
the winter weather was. I was standing in the driveway last night. It was whatever time, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it was 59. I was like, I love this weather. It would be lips would be stuck up there.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not windy,
we were sitting down.
God, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
I've never been. I know somebody that's been.
I first time I'd ever been there too. It was cool because I I'd see these little. What was it? Jewel grocery stores. You know, I always saw those advertised on WGN, and to see them in person. And then Menards. I knew that from NASCAR.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about it. Like, oh, they're real grocery stores.
It's a real freaking deal.
Yeah. But it was, it was good.
I guess you go back in the summer, do the lake stuff or whatever, get on the water, or do that kind of stuff.
Oh, there's other places to see too.
Around there, you're a big wrestling fan too, so.
Well, okay, so I will be going back in July to Sweet Home Chicago.
It's going to be like one of your getaways now.
No, I was given a Christmas gift, and it's like, well, look, we're going to go back now. Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Damn, man.
I like that because I know we're taking off in July at some point, so that's cool too.
Yeah. Well, I got to remember to extend it by one day, though, because I got a very nice. When you're an adult and you have kids and grandkids and stuff, you got to give all these gifts, and then you it was like this year, and I don't say this with any kind of ill will. It's just the way it is. Like, go over there on to the farm on Christmas morning and just got a slew of gifts.
That's nice.
And I come back with one, and that's fine. The boys don't have a job.
They don't.
Well, if they did, that's weird.
They should be working the farm, though. Right. Working those udders.
Working the land. Working the udders.
Get
the
milk. I love that, man. I love how
you're juggling. Or
I'm not counting gifts, but I did. But only because I was like, God, do I have to go back out of the car to get more? Oh, no, I only got the one.
Do you wait to open it? You're like, hey. I love the mentality of it.
Bryce, if you're listening, you know me by now. I guess. I'm totally just kidding. Yes, you paid me in food and a lifetime of memories. That's what that was. But yeah, so
man, that's fun.
So Mrs. X gave me a Christmas gift, and I was like, wow, woo.
Oh, it's something like, well.
I don't even want to say because it sounds so gloaty and so flexy.
What to guess.
You wouldn't in a million years, and it's like I'm so giddy about it. Like, I'm giddy about something that is 7 months away from now. Like, when you hit this age, you're not wanting to get giddy about going that fast down the road.
No,
when I turned 40.
Somebody that's somebody that gives you a gift like that, that's like the type of gift giver you are. You think about it.
I try to be. I
reciprocate.
And not to be, it's just very nice. So, I'm going to see.
Must be like boudoir or something.
Me in boudoir photos?
The boudoir. You'd be the dudoir.
Remember that? We tried that. Was some bit we did on the air. So
the guy tried to do it. He tried to. That's what he was going to do when he retired, and his wife's like,
She probably won't like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, you remember right before we left on break, I was all nervous about it. It's so long ago. I was like, God, Tyler Childers tickets go on sale today. Oh, crap, I got to get Tyler Childers tickets, whatever. And then I was ultimately able to get them. And not knowing that she was also a fan, right? So she said, oh, my God, I got Tyler Childers tickets, too. And I was like, well, where are yours at? It's like, oh, darn it, mine are a little bit better. Would you like to set with me and my tickets, you know? And then, you know, she can do whatever with hers. And then, so on.
Okay. I thought she asked you that. I'm like, no, I'm not keeping the ones I got.
No. And then, so on Christmas, she gave me a card, and it's on the front, it said, second time's a charm. And I'm like, second time's a charm. Interesting. And I open it up, and I had tickets to see Tyler Childers at Wrigley Field in July.
Wow.
That's huge.
What?
Jesus.
I know.
Dude, that ain't a cheap gift.
It's like a Wrigley Field concert. Like, I imagine, like, Eddie Vedder might be there, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, you saw one at Turner Field.
I hated that.
This would be better, though.
Yeah. Well, the company at least would be
better. Plus, especially if you sit across the street and watch the concert from there.
That's the other thing. To see that in three-dimensional. Like, I've watched all those games over the years and stuff. And to see, like, there are buildings that have stands on the roofs that people sit across the street to watch the game.
I don't see how it works, but I guess it's a good view. I mean, good enough to, they stay sold out.
Oh, that's huge. I'm looking at the picture.
But do you really get to say you went to the game if you're watching it from across the street?
No. I took a whiz in FedEx Field parking lot, and I told people I'd been there, but it was not during the game.
I peed on a tree at Auburn Stadium that time.
You did. Look, it killed it. You killed the tree at Toomer's Corner.
It wasn't me. That other guy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,